We're talking with Scott from Woodland Firearms in Barraga. I appreciate you giving us some time, Scott. We couldn't catch up with you last week.
No, you know, I'm getting old, but I still can move around, so.
All right, well, let's jump right into it. I guess I just want to go right to Keweenaw Bay right now because I haven't heard anything gangbusters. But I have heard that you can find some salmon. You can find a brown or two once in a while. You can find a steelhead once in a while. But it hasn't been anything to really write home about. What are you hearing from the salmon fishermen?
That's about the same thing. Some guys are actually going out into 200 or 300 feet of water and looking for them down in the column, you know, down below 100 feet. But they're moving around. They're hard to find. They have been catching a few occasionally coming into town, especially towards the evening, early morning. And so I don't know what happened with this change in weather we've had since Sunday, but I'm assuming that if they were hanging halfway close, they should still be coming in. There have been some catches of kings coming in. Cohos have been down. The mixed bag of trout, rainbows, and browns is, like you say, just a few here and there. So
with a north blow, that typically blows more warm water closer to the shore of Lake Superior, South Shore, obviously. How does that impact things? I mean, are you going to start seeing more of a defined thermocline once we get a couple days where it's not blowing so hard?
I think so. We should. But like I say, with that wind, boy, there are some rollers coming in that were in certain places, you know, 5, 6, 7 feet high.
Dang.
And so that's going to just mix everything up. We need that water to separate again and then hopefully get a thermocline so that they can stay in some cooler water. But that north wind doesn't help. We need a good south wind for a few days, but we haven't had it.
What about, you know, the bait fish balls? Are you still seeing those inside the bay? Are you hearing any reports on those?
Yeah, they're still there. You know, we're still seeing herring down the bottom. We're guessing our herring is some bigger balls. And the smelt, are still hanging around. But they move in and out as well. Mostly it's been in deeper water north of Barraga, you know, getting out into the bay more. But they are still around. You can still find them off Squaw Beach, off the lighthouse there in town. You can still find the balls of bait out there. And so you just got to find them. That's the biggest thing. You search around until you find a ball of bait. Find some smelt, and then get down into them. Those salmon and those trout are hanging around. And the few people that we've heard are getting into them are mixing up their spinner rigs, but you know, they're starting to use a bit more meat and give it a try. It hasn't been real effective, but as far as a meat rig behind a dipsy. But the bulk of them are using just that mid-range colors now, going into the whites, the Wonder Bread, some of the the moonshine lures, some of the carbons. They're looking for some of that white color now. Orange is still doing some, orange or yellow. But they've gone in more into a bright color, so I'm assuming that that's probably what they're looking at. They haven't gone into dark colors yet like you would be thinking in the fall. So still the white, the Wonder Breads, the carbons from moonshine, those are still seem to be the ones they're going to more now. So,
all right, Scott, I really appreciate the Keweenaw Bay update. I'd like to get back with you, talk about some walleye, talk about Huron Bay and the Huron Islands, and even any shop news you got. So can we get a little more time from you?
Sure enough. Look forward to it.
Scott from Woodland Firearms, continuing our Barraga County report later this hour, so stay tuned to the Outdoor Show.